Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from Austin, Texas, and we are here at the Texas State Capitol Complex. And it's a beautiful complex. The complex is built in a granite rock, and it's pink and terracotta. It's shaped up with a dome, sort of like the National Capitol in D.C. And we're going to give you some facts today about the whole complex. The complex means that there are also grounds where there's like loads of statues, all type of memorials to firemen, World War One, World War Two. They have replicas of the Statue of Liberty. There are all type of cannons and, all praise due to the Alamo, and they have fountains. There's a lot of architecture and decorum here that depicts the old world as well as the new, present, and modern world, and features of the new and futuristic type world. So we wanted to give you a little bit of facts here. Again, my name is Tammy Joyner. We're here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here to tell you more about a visit to the Capitol, which is in Austin, Texas, as we said, and also a free show that we're talking about today that you have access to the Capitol buildings, probably in your state, wherever you are in America. Capital in each state. So each state has state buildings, and usually your government will give information about when you can tour different state buildings, if not the governor's mansion, if not the Capitol building. There's always a visitor center. There's always park and recreation where there's statues and memorials. And there are always supporting buildings and museums that will give you loads of information and background on your state. So you can go to anystate.gov and, find out more. So today, a little bit of information about the state of Texas and the Capitol complex. So it says that I'm reading from a brochure that I was able to gain at no cost in the visitor center here. And it says that the 302 feet of the Capitol building, adorned by the Goddess of Liberty, is almost 14 feet higher than the dome in Washington, D.C. So the complex itself is not bigger than the one in Washington, D.C. It's not bigger than the White House. The building itself is not bigger than the White House. I've been to Washington, D.C., and we had a chance to, go around and look at the buildings. I had a chance when I was in high school to do the tour inside the building. And the building is not, bigger as far as square footage, but as far as this one particular point, we want to just make that discernment and make that type of discretion here, that what we're talking about is the rotunda and the dome piece. There's a dome at the White House, and there's also a dome piece here in Texas also. And the dome or the rotunda is four staircases high, so you have like four levels, which also includes offices, Congress session seating type auditorium space or like conference space to do Senate work and Congress work. So with the different levels, because there are four wings, this particular space is kind of like based off of the White House in Washington, D.C. So with that, it's not bigger than the White House, but there's a dome. So the dome piece has an addition on the top, which is made of steel, and they're made of beams, and you have these columns, and everything has been renovated and redecorated. And some of the everything is authentic to Texas. So they have a quarry here where they were able to use the granite rock in order to decorate this entire outer level. And it's very pretty. It reminds me of the color that's in the Trump Tower in Manhattan. That was very distinctive to have a pink terracotta-style rock. Theirs is more smooth than for the roughish of a stone, but definitely called granite. So this whole entire building is done up in a rock from a quarry in Texas. So this whole place and this whole complex is, you know, all about the, you know, the conserving the history and the history of Texas, so, and also of America. And so this is, you know, it was awesome to see that. So just to remind you that what is higher here is the addition, which is the name is Goddess of Liberty, which is a statue atop the dome. And so the goddess makes the additional footage for the higher extension that gives the grander numbers. So it says it excels beyond the dome piece in Washington, D.C. But the building itself is not bigger, but it has its own distinction. So we were proud to learn of that. And so the base is made of rustic sunset red Texas granite. The dome is made of cast iron and sheet metal, topped by Goddess of Liberty statue. The seals on the south facade commemorate the six governments that have ruled over Texas in time, which were Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederate States of America, and the United States. And so they give the architect name that actually designed the building, and they says it's Elijah E. Myers. So we applaud him on everything he's done. It's an absolutely wonderful building, and gaining access makes me feel more American, because you don't have to just sit outside and wonder about what's inside or what might go on in some of the offices. You can turn, they have little signs on the doorknobs that says, turn the doorknob to the left or to the right. And either way, you can open up a door, look inside one of the rooms, some of the rooms, and in this museum quality, and see, you know, what an arrangement of a particular government office with a certain detailing is about, and what, you know, happens in the office, and the beautiful old world chairs. And, you know, you have not so colonial, but maybe French style chairs, Victorian chairs, high back chairs, wing arm chairs. You have like velvet chairs, crushed velvet chairs. You have everything that looks authentic, old world, and beautiful, like the government. Very organized, very neat. You know, very together. Even though they allow hundreds and thousands of tourists to come through this building each day, and I think it's open from about 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 each day. And I'm sitting here on a Saturday, and the people are, you know, going right through the door. I had an awesome opportunity to go into the basement, which is modernly redesigned, and it's like so modern and so beautiful. They have all type of staircases. They have suites in there for the representatives to go into, and have private suites. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying about a suite, but it's like an office suite, and it's awesome. And some of them roam the building, and they'll say hello to you. And I met one, someone said hello. They also have a rotunda, which is the outside space, and it's built in like a basement space, and you actually look up. And I think that still can be called like a, and it's a big old seal there. And, you know, I took pictures, and they'll be at our Flickr site. So look up Tammy Joyner there at Flickr. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at Theory of Hearing on Blog Talk Radio, and we're at the Texas Capitol Complex. And they have a rose garden. I wanted to remind you of that. You know, each garden or type promenade where you have a space open to the public or a private space at some hotels or, you know, at some banquet hall, they have always have flowers, but, you know, it's very important sometimes to have a rose garden. So they're equipped with that here at the Texas State Capitol Complex. And also I wanted to tell you that I had a chance to eat at Capitol Grill, and it's called the Texas, I think it's the Capitol Grill, and the website is Capitol Grill at the RKGroup.com, and you can go to www.austincapitalgrill.com for more information. They do catering, and on their catering menu, it's a little different from what you'll get when you go inside. When you go inside, they have collard greens, black-eyed peas. They have all type of steaks and different types of meat. It's like, you know, an old-fashioned southern, southwestern type meal. And then you can eat from the grill or you can eat, you know, snack foods. They also have ice cream. It's like awesome to go in. They have sitting spaces so you don't have to just grab and go. They have a sitting room, a cafeteria-like style room. It's very government in style. It's modern, and there's a lot of woodworking in the bottom paneling on the wall, but it's modern wood. It's not pine wood. It's stained in brown, and it's heavy finials as far as the crown moldings, and they have moldings at the top. So the basement is very quiet, comfortable, and very modernly traditional, and it's just a space, a futuristic space. I talked to one of the representatives here. He said there was a movie film here, and we were standing right at the scene of a movie in the basement, not far from the Capitol Grill, because I was able to continue my tour in the basement. So it's an awful, awesome complex if you ever have the chance to get there. I also was able to learn more by going to the Visitor Center, and I mentioned that earlier. I had a chance also, not far from the, across the street from the Capitol Complex, there's the old bakery and emporium, which is at 1006 Congress Avenue in Austin, Texas. And you can go to austintexas.gov, and you can go to OB Emporium, and you'll find all about their consignment shop, visitors information, art gallery, and more about a historical collection that's right there across the street outside of the gate. So I had a chance to talk with him, and I said, can I blurb this on our blurb? He said, you absolutely can. So that was absolutely awesome. The food was great. I had a cheeseburger at the Capitol Grill, and I had some French fries, and it was Southwestern. They put chili and cheese on the fries, and I had a cola, so that was absolutely awesome. You can get a meal for about $10, and so that was great off the grill. And I think the others run about Fairborn price, about $10 to $15 in order to eat, so it wasn't too uncomfortable for that. And I did enjoy it very much. Okay, so the, more about the complex, they have the Old Land Office Building, Capitol Visitor Center and Museum. So that is located at 112 East 11th Street in the southeast corner of Capitol Grounds. They're open daily except for major holidays. The admission is free. And what they have is a lot of child-friendly exhibits about early Texas. It's medieval revival style, reflects the German origins of the architecture. It was built in 1857 to the house, the state land records, to house the state's land records. So it's a lot of records in there. They even have an interactive project where you have to go say, what would you do if you wanted to add an addition to the house? I decided that I wanted to add a music room because I would like to go into a room with all type of archived music and have something playing and then, you know, be able to listen to some of these styles, Baroque, French, German. They also have the American, you know, Southwestern, the regions of America, the time periods from America, or maybe even just some local music from Texas. So that was awesome. And because, you know, the government was ruled by a lot of different countries, it seemed as though that they're probably some type of music available from, you know, each archive of each country that was here and ruled. So it's a lot of, you know, artifacts somewhere around here from not only just America, but you probably have some stuff from France, you probably have some stuff from Spain, and probably from Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the Confederate States. So it's a lot of stuff you can do. And so we thought about that. So it was awesome to do those exhibits in that interactive program. There's also a Texas Governor's Mansion at 1010 Colorado Street, and that's also free with 7 days advance reservation required. And not far from the Capitol Complex, there's the Symphony Square, and that's at 507 East 10th Street. And they have, you know, an orchestra. So you can find a lot of informative information here on Congress Avenue, which is a long promenade, and the entryway to the Capitol. And they also had a bike situation, a bike-a-thon not too long ago, a couple of days ago, and everyone was biking right up to the Capitol. It was like a race, and, you know, you had to, or, you know, just some, you know, endurance for yourself. The old bakery is not far from the Capitol. They also have Walter Tipps Building at the 710 Congress, Paramount Theater, and then they have more and more that you can do if you go to the website. So they also put together a lot of beautiful booklets and brochures that you can find around here. And there's also a state college, and so if you're interested in the college, they have University of Texas. So I wanted to go over to the campus and probably vlog that in a few days so I could tell my son more about it. My son is in New Jersey, and you know that there's a state capital there, and Trenton is the capital. It on school trips, normally they take the children out. It'll give you a chance to meet your senator or senate or congressman, and you can go and you know, talk with them. I met Kapalko's husband, which Kapalko was a teacher in Nasbury Park High School. I met Pallone. I believe that they're closely linked and married, even though they didn't change their names. I met them back in 92 when we went up on the close-up trip. And this is, again, why this type of tour is close and important to me, because I did do a tour in Washington, D.C. called Close-Up, and the program still remains to date. And my contributors contributed, I think, a $500 donation. I was given a contribution by Sanitary Linen, and I think they contributed $250 for me in 1991. I was able to repay that sum to the company a couple years back. Because my condolences to Mr. Santanella, Mr. S. He died some time ago, the older owner, and his son Brian is still the owner now, and he received the $250 money order on behalf of the Close-Up Trip and condolences card for his father's passing away, because they did too employ me for a time, you know, at the Consolidated or Sanitary Linen. So sometimes you give donations, and even though you give refund slips and they're supposed to put them in the tax returns, sometimes depending on what tax bracket you are in, you have to be careful kids asking for donations, because depending on the tax bracket, they may get a credit and not cash back. And when they give you cash or money order or a check, you actually draw cash out of sometimes personal accounts or company accounts, and sometimes they want that cash back accounted for in those accounts, you know, so that they can reach their quotas by yearly, annually, or quarterly, or however they go about it. So when the year comes, or the next year, you know, by a certain number, you want it. So so by giving them back cash, even though they got the credit, it also accounts for cash that was taken out and not only given a credit. So it's double payment, but sometimes it's not in the same form that was given. So sometimes you have to go to donors and sponsors and find out if you have to repay once you're in college or have your job after you complete college or high school. You have to find out if you owe those contributions back. So I also gave my mother back a $50 donation that she contributed to the close-up trip, and that was for close-up, and she received her money, and thankfully, and that was 300 back to my contributors. I mailed a money order to Sanitary Linen for $200 to Norma Martinez, and she had received a slip too for credit or return refund, and they put that in their tax returns. And they were supposed to be giving back the cash or credit, depending on if you a credit usually comes back if you owe the government a lot of money, and then they'll give you a credit towards what you owe. But if you receive cash back, they'll give you an additional amount of cash. So not only would you get your $200, you would get something over $200 because you were a donor, and that's why there's an incentive for doing so. So we were able to give her, we were not able to locate her. They said she had moved to the Gables in Neptune, New Jersey, and from there she lost her mother, condolences. And from there they said she went to a nursing home, and she fell ill and went to a nursing home. And from there, I don't have any record of what happened to her. They wouldn't locate her, and they did not say she had passed away. So I don't know. I don't know any more about that. So that was for 91. We did receive a contribution, government programming with local sponsors. Sometimes children have to repay the local sponsors or feel the heat from the community, or the next generation may not get sponsorship because money is going out staff, depending on how many different programs come from one school, you know, asking for donations in a calendar year. You know, you might have to do a lot of donating in the thousands, in the hundreds, in the thousands. And so, you know, that could run, you know, really high if it's not cash back. So, you know, we had some scoring going on with that. Some of the people saw that, the cemetery could get about the cash, and they wanted to date. They were 18 and of age. Some of the students wanted to date some of the employees there from there. So sometimes trying to do goodwill, and sometimes to try to be a sponsor so they can get through school and make, you know, wonderful, you know, lives for themselves. Sometimes their bad habits or, you know, their lack of moral ethic, according to, you know, with sponsors, you know, is out of control. And we had some issues there that has been reported back to me. So because I did hear that as well, I did send money back to my sponsor. So I have another year that we went twice. So I owe another possibly $250 or $500, depending on what was given, but I believe it's $250 because I saw Mr. Sobieszczyk, who is the academic advisor for the program, and he was able to tell me that he did not get the full amount from Sanitary Linen in Neptune, New Jersey. Brian Centinella did not give the full amount to each student that particular year, my senior year. He was able to, at that time, get a portion from the Board of Education, and he petitioned the Board of Education and told them that we need money for the close-up trip. There were some funds laying around in our petty cash at the school and at Riffrock High School, and he was able to then gain money from those particular funds. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at Ethereum Pairing on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about some capital visits and tours and how do you get funding for trips, especially if you're an overnight stay and maybe a 4 or 5-star hotel, and you go over to get money from your local government or your local businessman, and you want to gain cash today, and tomorrow you want to leave a receipt saying that put this in your tax returns, and you will be rewarded in increments. So like we said, we talked about credits and we talked about returns. Returns are issued with a incentive, you know, you get more than you gave. And then credits are to those who owe the government, and they'll give the credit plus the incentive on a bill that is due. But some sponsors are coming back with the idea, they're shooting back. I would like to have my cash back if cash was given, and, you know, you should make it a separate, you know, if I don't deserve a refund because I have an ongoing credit, you know, bill due, they still would like to say from schools and governments and participation like that to return that cash just in case the students are going to come back again the following year. You know, you won't just keep getting credits on your bills, and you won't tell about, you know, things that are due from, you know, local businessmen, that you actually could get a check back from that. So, you know, it's something that needs to be lobbied and needs to be talked about, and maybe, you know, write maybe some information, and maybe they could possibly talk to their local politicians about it and get, you know, something done, or, you know, at least they'll hear it if they haven't heard it. So we thought we would discuss it here. So I am due to put another $250 in the mail to Sanitary Linen for the close-up, and that will total me out for the trip. I did it late because I heard about it late. I was threatened by some other children at the school. Some Haitian kids got involved and said they believe everyone, you know, need to be repaid, or, you know, it's not going to work out in the city. They'll make sure that no one can work there, no one can live there, you know, if these people are not paid back, you know, all of $500. So sometimes things will roll out of proportion and stuff. So I'm talking to, you know, the blogging about it today, and I'm letting my son know that if we have issues, you know, with other sponsors or scholarship people or any type of people that, you know, helped in the in our lives as far as school uniforms. Sometimes sponsors do uniforms. You know, anything they can do, football equipment, venues that were donated for, you know, programming. We need to talk with your teens, talk with your parents. Never don't be exploited. You know, we're going through the Code Adam, we're going through the Code Amber, we're talking about the Code EA, which stands for Exploited Adult. So we want to make sure that we're not exploited. We want to make sure that we're able to talk about it with someone and therefore get on a budget and be able to repay so that we can have our futures to ourselves and not lose at high school or lose at college because we were not able to pay a student loan or a sponsorship or a donation back, you know. And, you know, you don't want it to be a food donation where you haven't paid a local businessman back for subs or after-school snacks or anything like that. You don't want to lose a bone. You don't want anything to happen to you. You want to talk with your parents and let them know that the rest of the kids were doing it, so you went ahead and did it as well. And so now we have bills. So just bring in the bills. I tell all teams, just bring in the bills. Sometimes, you know, we're going to be sad. We're not going to be able to do things. Sometimes we're going to have to put the bills first. But at least we'll get a clean name in the neighborhood, and we'll be able to move forward with our lives. So that's our show for this particular session. And we hope that you'll get out and meet your congressman, your senator, your governor, your local mayor, and anyone representing, you know, on committee or any programming, and try to find out and learn about your local government, because the more you know, the more you are as an informed consumer, and not only that, but as an informed resident and as an informed citizen. So that's our time. Until next time.